Well, everybody wants a brighter smile, and of course is seen as a sign of health, but just how healthy are those teeth whiteners? Well, not overly, according to a brand new study. And for more on this, here is 640 Toronto medical expert Dr. Brett Belchitz. He joins us now here on Global News Radio. Doctor, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. This is a study from the University of Toronto warning against teeth whitening. Brett, just exactly what did they find?
So this is a pretty interesting study, and it's an area of health which surprisingly has really not had a lot of study before, given just how much these products are new. So what they did is they set out to discover what ongoing use of teeth whitening products, the kind that you would find in most pharmacies or over the shelf in many stores, what the long-term impact on our teeth is, whether or not it's benign, does it do any harm. So they studied about 30 teeth, and this was all done in the laboratory. So it is important to note that the findings they had were in a laboratory setting, not on actual living patients. And what they found, and I can get into a lot of the details, but what they found overall is that even very low concentrations of the active ingredient in most teeth whiteners, so the active ingredient is peroxide, so something that we all commonly see in our lives, even very low concentrations can lead to significant damage to the teeth. So we're talking about numbers that are not insignificant. So even a 5 to 10% concentration of peroxide could lead to as much as 50% of the loss of the enamel on teeth, and actually quite a bit of death of the cells that are in the inside of the teeth, the actual living part of the teeth. So this is pretty significant, and certainly something that most people who are considering using these products will want to watch out for.
Yeah, this is really mind-blowing when you really look at those numbers. You're right, to 10% peroxide can lead to a 50% reduction in enamel. And they're also saying, as you just pointed out, Brett, that using these teeth whiteners, never mind just the surface enamel, but this could actually penetrate all the way to the center of the tooth. I mean, essentially, you're kind of possibly killing a tooth or two.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you really need to understand the anatomy of a tooth to understand how big of a deal this is. So when we look at our teeth, the outside of the teeth, that hard white substance that we touch, that is what we call enamel. So it's very much like bone. It's not a lot of the outside of it, or it's more like nails even. A lot of the outside of the tooth is actually not living tissue. But once you get through that enamel, you get to living cells that are actually the part of your body that needs to stay alive. And if that part of our tooth gets injured or dies or gets damaged, you can actually sacrifice the health of the entire tooth, and that can lead to tooth loss, gum damage, and a number of other very uncomfortable conditions, and especially these can progress later in life at quite a significant rate. So what we did see is that when we looked at the percentages of peroxide in the various products in the study that were used, anything above 5% was not only causing that significant enamel loss, but causing a significant amount of damage to the actual tissue in the center of that tooth. And there is a question of whether or not in a healthy living person that damage might be reversible. Because this is a laboratory study, we don't know that. We would have to then study this in a living person, but certainly this is concerning in and of itself. Now, when we got down to a 5% concentration or lower, what we saw was that the enamel was still very damaged, but the inside tissue was not damaged as much. Now, all of this is really doubly concerning when you look at the percentages of peroxide in most of these products that are sold over the counter. Most of them are actually 35% or greater. So it's very likely if you've been using one of these products, you are at risk of significant damage to your teeth, both on the outside on the enamel, but potentially on the inner living surfaces as well.
Okay, and I think a moment ago you just answered my next question was, is it reversible, any damage you may have done using these products? And again, that's not clear. We're not quite sure, but do we know, can enamel regenerate? Can it grow back?
So there is a possibility that this damage could be reversible. I mean, there are a number of processes that can damage our teeth that they can recover from. We don't know for this one. So this is something that I would hesitate to jump in and say, you know, if you reverse that this and you're in a living body with all of the regenerative processes that a living body can achieve, is this damage, especially to the inner living part of the tooth, which is what we care about even more so, is that damage going to regenerate? And so the answer is that we probably will want to do a little more study, and particularly on living people who have actually used these products, to understand the level of damage and what the long-term effects are. But I really would have to say in the near term, given what we've seen in the laboratory here, I would advise anybody who's considering using tooth whitening products to really very carefully look at the label and the strength of those products. So you want to find one that's 5% peroxide or less. The other thing that seems to predispose people to less damage to the tooth and to the inside of the tooth is the duration over which you apply the product. So if you're taking the same percentage of peroxide and applying it for several hours, you will do much more damage than, say, a product that you only apply it for 20 minutes at a time. So really be careful on the percentage and the duration which you use it for.
Okay, that's good advice. And is this just applied to over-the-counter products for those that are worried about stains on their teeth and they want to do something about it? I know dentists, dental offices, they offer a similar service. Do we know if that's any safer for the teeth?
So there are a variety of products that dentists will use in their office. It's best that you do speak to your dentist to understand what they are using to whiten your teeth. If it is a peroxide product, you may want to inquire as to the strength of that product, how long it will be on for. Make sure that they've looked at this study and understand whether or not this study applies to the product that they're using. I think this is an area where you absolutely do want to have an informed conversation with your health professional before you go and have a procedure that could potentially be damaging based on the latest evidence.
All right. Great stuff as always. Dr. Belchitz, appreciate it. Thank you.
My pleasure. You have a great day.
You as well. Dr. Brett Belchitz, 640 Toronto medical expert, on this new study out of the University of Toronto just released today, warning against teeth whitening and the damaging effects it can have long term to your teeth, including the death they've seen of some that just doesn't only take the enamel away, but actually gets to the root of the tooth.